My Lord and my God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, dear children, is the feast day of St. Thomas the Apostle. And when we think of this great apostle, what do we think of? The first thing that oftentimes comes to our minds is the doubter, Thomas the Doubter. That one little action by him that has forever been made him labeled to be that way. He doubted. Yes, we see it right in the gospel today. His little folly was there for all of us to see for all time, preserved in the scriptures for us. But St. Thomas was more than just doubting that our Lord had risen from the dead and appeared to the other apostles. He had so much to his life. We see with him that after our Lord had risen and appeared to him, that the apostles get ready to go and preach throughout the entire world. And some of them in areas that are common to them, and some of them to areas that are further away. And St. Thomas is God's providence for him, that he is going to go to a land really, really far away, a place that is totally unknown to him. Yet he goes there and preaches well. He went to India, the country of India, and he went there and he gained many, many converts in all his works throughout that land. He converted thousands upon thousands of people, including whole entire towns and villages, and even some of the different kings of those villages, the royalty there, were converted to the Christian faith by this wonderful and holy apostle. And when it came time for Our Lady to be assumed into heaven, St. Thomas was there as well. You see, Our Lady, she fell asleep in the Lord before she was assumed into heaven, and in doing so, all the other apostles were there, except for St. Thomas. He still was in India. He wasn't at Our Lady's side when she passed away. But he came a couple days later and was the only apostle at Our Lady's tomb when her body was assumed into heaven. And as she was going up into heaven, she gave St. Thomas a special gift. She gave him her cincture that was wrapped around her waist as a relic to be had of her. And then he witnessed her rise up and go to heaven. And when the other apostles came, now it was their turn to doubt, because St. Thomas tells them that Our Lady, her body assumed into heaven. And they look at him and they say, "No, that's not what happened, Thomas. Come on now." And then he brings them to the tomb and says, "Well, come and see. Look, there it is. It's empty. Nobody's there. And here I have in my hands the cincture that was wrapped around her waist." And it was only at that point that then the apostles believe, she must have been assumed into heaven. She has gone with her body to join her soul there with our Lord for forever. And after that, St. Thomas returned back to India and continued working until finally giving his life, being put to death by spears. They speared him to death, and he died the holy martyr's death there for our Lord. And so we see in his whole life that one action is what is he's known for, but he spread the faith far and wide to a largely pagan area of India, and was witness to so many great things, both in our Lord's life and in Our Lady's life, and the Assumption itself, and in the end died a holy and heroic martyr's death for the faith. But that doubt that came to him is something that we all learn by, because when he realized he was wrong, when he realized that our Lord had risen from the dead, he immediately, upon seeing him, fell on his knees and adored him. And he said with those great few words, "My Lord and my God," as soon as he saw him. And it's with that we learn to practice in our day-to-day life. We need to be quick to fall on our knees before our Lord. Isn't that why you all came here today? On a day where you're definitely thinking towards the upcoming feast of Christmas and you're getting all excited about it, you take time out to all come here back for a partial day in which you come to what? To adore our Lord, to fall on your knees, to proclaim Him your Lord and your God. And He's there before you in the Blessed Sacrament. And this is something that we need to always practice, making sure that we come as often as we can to visit our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, making sure that we are always attentive and careful to watch closely at the Mass, and to remember that even in our prayers at home, our Lord is there and He's listening to us, and to always be ready to simply pray for the sake of loving and adoring Him. And in this way, we really prepare ourselves for Christmas, because what happened that fateful night, which we celebrate in a couple days from now? But the angels and the shepherds, they knelt and adored our Lord. May God bless you in the name of the Father.